everyone.
Chick-fil-A is trash.
Yeah?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is trash.
Yo, did you...
That oversalted fucking, like, it's processed homophobic...
So you had Chick-fil-A?
I had it once, and then I found out what they were about, and I said, fuck that noise.
He's all pronouncing it correctly and shit, because he feels like it's that, feel like it's that bomb.
Have you been to a Chick-fil-A restaurant?
Like I have, but
it's not even just the food, it's the service.
It's the service.
They're nice.
They're nice.
You know? They, you know, have the food. The food's warm.
They've
got them.
They've brainwashed him.
For real.
He's with the team. That's sad.
With what team?
That's sad.
Call me old man Wade.
Damn you, old man.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Yeah, anyway, welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I'm your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter.
Now,
old Man Wade, you're fucking right, I was. I'm here with my co-host, the Superior Super Bowl Hobby.
What up, everybody?
And.
Good news, everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We, special guest.
The awesomest guest.
The awesomest guest.
The awesomest guest.
I don't know. Is she really a guest?
At this point, we
had a name for her.
Yeah.
What
was it? Was such a voice right now. I wish we had video of this.
Was it chocolate?
No.
No.
Mocha.
Coffee.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
The Coco host.
Well, hello. Hola.
I'm about to say, you better give me an hola. So that's what I'm...
Hola.
That's what we're here for. We're here for the hola. How's everybody doing today? Even though you were talking it throughout the
opening. I am wonderful. How are you, Hobbit?
I'm good. I just hope you
Hobbit. You're ridiculous with your Chick-fil-A, and like I don't even know why we still call you Super Woke after you sat here and defended Chick-fil-A. Well,
Super Woke is...
I don't even understand that.
Super Woke is...
I really was gonna interject, but I was like, no, let me do their intro.
Oh boy.
Let me let them do their intro.
Haven't skipped a beat, have you? Even after I bigged you up, called you the awesomest.
Well, I mean, right? You can't.
I take it all back.
You can't.
Well, can I say, so Chick-fil-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go.
I'm listening.
They're franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like every owner of Chick-fil-A is homophobic. It's just the major companies, like, pretty bad.
That's your defense?
Like, the headquarters are pretty bad.
Wow. That's his defense. He's for real right now.
Yeah, I know.
But the Chick-fil-A I go to, they're straight. Nah, damn it. You know what I mean. Damn. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Fuck your feeling.
I'm sorry, everybody. The chicken is just so damn good, man. And the waffle fries?
Shame.
Shame for real.
Shame.
You will not shame me, guys.
I just did.
That doesn't even matter.
That happened.
I cannot be. I'm unshameable, okay? You know, I have nothing but love for the LGBTQ community. That's why.
Apparently not.
That's why I bit.
Wait. What if Chick-fil-A said fuck niggers?
The one I go to, the manager's black.
I'm pretty sure like 90% of the businesses we go to in their boardroom, somebody is saying fuck niggers. So
I'm sure.
Okay, this is America, folks.
God, I wish I had the "This is America."
Yeah, if I refuse to go to every place that has a troubling social background.
This is how much he likes Chick-fil-A.
I wouldn't go anywhere.
Do you hear this?
Yeah, the chicken's gay.
Oh, wow. Alrighty.
And then I go to woke-ass Starbucks and feel like they're going to call the cops on me for using the bathroom. But if I go to Chick-fil-A and they're like, they run out whatever they forgot in my package to my car in the rain.
Do you hear this?
Like, what the hell?
Thank you. Thank you.
I say what I say, alright?
You serious?
Yes.
Alright, man. I'm not here to talk about fuck filet.
Right.
So, what do you guys want to get into first? You guys want to get into some fuckery, some relationship ideas and stories? Or you want, I have two stories with Old Man Wade we can discuss.
I want to hear those stories.
Those stories?
Yeah.
Story time with Old Man Wade. Have I ever told you about the time I was dating a girl at Amherst and I was at her friend's dorm and her her dorm mate was masturbating while we were trying to sleep.
Just in her bed doing her thing.
Yeah. Like, look at me dead in the face while this was happening.
Oh, so she was thinking about you while she was doing it.
Maybe. I was in prime physical condition at that point, so maybe. But dog, that shit was super uncomfortable.
Really?
And you just I was with my girl at the time. And you gave her the eyes.
What did your girl say?
I didn't say anything to her. She would have gotten fucking whooped her ass. I wasn't trying to have that shit.
Well, your girl didn't know.
I
need the whole like.
I'm gonna get into it. So right now, I have an ex that used to go to school at UMass Amherst.
Yes.
And for anybody who's been there, their campuses are
looks like a prison.
Some of them look like a prison.
Yeah.
Some of them look like the burbs.
Oh, okay.
Some of them look like the hoods. Mm-hmm. So they kind of place you in the environment that you were raised in, or kind of, you know what I mean?
Or you get you're fucking some kid at a fucking camp, and you're getting on me for eating a Chick-fil-A. Okay, got you.
Wow. Yeah. Go ahead, continue.
So this one particular, so my homegirl, she's my ex, because I don't talk to her at all. She lived in Weymouth.
Yeah.
So her dorm looked, you know, Weymouth-y.
Suburb-y.
Weymouth is a suburb of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Boston at all, on any conceivable level.
See, you're the problem. You're the reason why everybody thinks they're from Boston.
Suburb.
Stop that.
That's not even a suburb of Boston. It's a suburb of Massachusetts.
Well, you know what? Everywhere that's not Boston is a suburb of Boston.
So New York is... I'm not getting into this right
now. We're not. Continue, sir.
So...
Because this one.
So her friend, who she grew up with, lived in Roxbury. So her crib looked like a giant fucking New York fucking... a hood building.
So I don't get this. So you go to UMass Amherst.
Yeah.
Do they ask you where you live? Like, are you?
I mean, that has to be on the application.
And then they just put
they
you.
They Google it and they see, and then they throw you whatever looks like what you came from.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Like, all right, go ahead. Can I want something different?
Yeah. Can I live in a nice house? You know.
You're used to the roaches. Stay with the roaches.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's
fucked up.
Continue.
I'm trash.
So. So her friend, so we were going to her friend's house to go her friend's dorm to take a nap before we went out and got into some. I think we were just going to the movies or whatever it was. So she was saying her friend said beforehand her roommate's nasty. She was talking about like the nasty shit she used to go, and she was like, hopefully she won't be in there. And we all know the
like nasty like having like dirty clothes on the floor, or nasty like masturbating in front of her boyfriend. Nasty.
It wasn't my girl's roommate. My girl's roommate was awesome.
Okay.
I don't remember if she was dirty. I don't remember the room being dirty, but you know how when you've masturbated, like you can smell it, you know what I mean? Or when you finish that, like we opened the door and we got a waft of like female secretion.
I mean,
that shit was like, ooh, like,
that could be an indication of a whole bunch of other issues.
But, oh no, she was there alone. She was definitely there alone.
Damn.
So
Coco Host face is saying a lot right now.
Go ahead, continue. I'm just listening. Yeah.
So we laid out or whatever, and I'm cuddled up or whatever. And I roll over and like I'm still trying to sleep, and I open my eyes and she's looking dead in my face. I'm kind of like, the fuck? And then I see, like, movement where her, like, crotch would be under the covers. I'm like, yo. I just rolled right back the fuck over. It was just completely uncomfortable until we left.
Yo.
What if she was trying to play the stare game with you? Like, if whoever blinks first loses or something. Like,
I'm pretty sure when she came, she blinked, so.
Yeah.
Listen,
I lost that shit.
Why are you lying? You know you didn't roll back over. You know you helped her.
No.
You had to stare her in her eyes.
I did not lie.
You turned around to give her a view of the...
Yep.
The tush?
Yep.
No.
The hammer. You gave her a view of the hammer.
No.
Don't lie.
I was not... She was not getting a view of Stormbreaker.
Why is that?
Huh?
Like...
I was in a relationship.
Did you ever end up telling your girlfriend?
No. That's just, no, I'm good.
Would you want your boyfriend to tell you?
Yeah.
In that situation?
I'd probably laugh, though. I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, she definitely would have been upset by that shit. So I was like, nah. Sometimes you just got to pick your battles.
Did she ever find out? Did she ever find out?
I don't know. Not my problem. I don't date her anymore. Yeah. I don't date her or talk to her, so that's like not my problem on any conceivable level.
Okay. So, a very horny person made old man Wade feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Which is very hard to do. Yeah. But she got you, old man.
Well, this was me when I was like 20?
You still sort of cared about everything still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wasn't at the point of fuck everything.
He gives a fuck. 22-year-old Mark. might have whipped the hammer up.
See what I mean? See what I mean?
I'm going to keep my comments to myself. All right, old man. Story number two.
I'm trash.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, story number two. Mm-hmm. I was out last night. Shout out to my homeboy, Giuseppe, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. So I went.
I love that name.
I think it's a little weird, but okay.
Giuseppe?
It's very Italian. It's a very Italian name, and he is Italian. So he works in the service industry in Boston. So we hung out, and I actually saw somebody to play basketball with, and he works at the bar at the door Giuseppe works at. So I'm thinking, he was like, oh, we're bar hopping. And I'm like, all right, cool, like, that's fine. And I didn't realize how much I really hate bar hopping until last night.
Really?
Wait, like, do you hate bar hopping or do you hate people?
I don't mind. I don't really hate people.
Okay.
No, my friends, I do hate people. Okay. But, like, the people I was hanging around were fucking aces.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? And the bar that we went to wasn't one of those. The three bars that we went to weren't full of people who sucked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, that actually helps it out. Helps it a little bit. Helps a lot. So, I didn't really mind bar hopping, but then I realized, like, yo, I'm here. Can we just, like, stay here?
Look at old man Wade over here. He's like, I sat down. Yeah. I feel good.
There's no more movement.
Do we need to move again? Yeah. This feels good. This is it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I enjoy bar hopping. The last time I went bar hopping, I was in a Care Bear onesie. It was awesome.
I'm here. I don't want to go anywhere else. Like, once I'm comfortable, it's like, dog, I don't want to go anywhere.
Honestly.
Then I gotta hope that they have the same beer I was drinking.
Damn, old man.
Yeah.
If it's the summertime, I don't mind it. But any other season, I'm like, listen, I came in, I done took off my coat. So I'm chilling. I don't know what y'all doing.
I doubly hate it in the summertime because it's hot.
But I feel like Boston's like uniquely suited for bar hopping because it's small and the bars are so close together. Like,
yeah. It is. But I will say this. I didn't mind bar hopping last night.
Yeah.
I just realized I hate bar hopping. Because, again, the people I was with were really fucking cool.
Yeah.
So going from, like, we only went to three bars. But, like, in between those times, the conversation was great.
Yeah.
Like, we're joking. Like, you know what I mean? No one's acting stupid. It was fucking fun.
You also work in that area. So it's not like you're enjoying, like, the sights that you're walking by or anything new to you, right? Like,
it's also that too, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I work in that area, but... Those particular bars I don't frequent.
Yeah.
One of them I'd never been to.
Which bars did you go to?
There's a place called Finn's on High Street. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fucking good. I went to, what the hell's the name of it? Howl at the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, when I walked in, they stamped my hand. I'm like, yo, I'm too old to be in a bar where they're stamping my hand.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hand stamp.
It's like, yo, too old to be in a bar where they stamp my hand. But, one of my buddies works there. He's the manager there. So I hadn't seen him in a grip. So it was really cool to catch up with him. And there was some other people I used to work with at McFadden's when it was open. That was great to see them. I actually met a woman who was hanging out with Giuseppe who had the same kind of back surgery. Went to the same hospital and had the same fucking surgeon.
Was it the first or the second bar?
She was in all three bars.
All three bars, yeah.
And it was just funny. So we went from the second bar to the third bar. Mm-hmm. And we were conversing about I was like, Dr. Brown? And she was like, yeah. And she was talking about him. And it was just funny that like we had the same experience with him. Like he was super nice. He had amazing bedside manner.
Yeah.
And it was just funny. Like, you know, so... The part that annoys me is just like, yo, you know what it is? There's an episode of 30 Rock when someone goes to Liz Lemon. the guy over there wants to buy you a drink. And she's like, I have a drink. Why hasn't been buying me mozzarella sticks?
Seriously, though.
It sounds like you did enjoy yourself.
Oh, I enjoyed myself. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It sounds like, and I feel like I kind of go through this too, it takes me a little bit to get comfortable in the spot.
Yes.
Right?
I'm the same.
So you have to adjust each time you change locations. But once you're situated, you're good. If you're in the right crowd for it, and it sounds like you were with the right crowd, but if you have even more people, and it's like an event, like a bar hopping event,
I don't need any more people. There was 10 people there,
nah, bro.
And I was good. I don't need more than 10 people.
I agree with you.
If I'm bar hopping, I need 10 people max.
I got you, but I think one of these days, I'm going to hit you up. And I'm like, oh man,
get your onesie.
We're going bar hopping. You never did the onesie bar hop?
No.
Super fun.
Not a big drinker.
Oh yeah, that's right though. But how many bars in a bar hop? These are like 5 or 10 somewhere.
As many as you can do.
It's ridiculous.
Huh?
Rising gold. As many as you can fit, as many as you can do, and you didn't even flinch when you said it.
Why would I?
We're just gonna move on then. But not
how many can you do, Javi?
People that eat at Chick-fil-A don't subscribe to that type of crass.
Wow, and he really brought them back in. I'm wondering if they're paying him.
I wish.
I just wonder right now.
He ain't really working where he said he's working. He's actually on the board on a Chick-fil-A board.
Seriously though.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them to open on Sundays.
Alright.
We kind of open on Sundays because that's the Lord's Day.
So I have a friend of mine who's gender fluid, I think. The way that my friend describes themselves, right? And we had a joke that we will get together, get some money, open up a Chick-fil-A that only opens up on Sundays.
That's genius.
Right?
That's pretty fucking genius. I'm with that.
That'd be pretty cool. Am I cool now?
I think if you do that, you should definitely like make sure that like there's like a rain, there's like a
rainbow flags everywhere,
a gay pride fucking flag everywhere. Make sure the only people you hire are in the LGBTQ community. Like the first person they see when they go to the register is like a trans man or a trans woman.
That's the plan.
Like, yo, just make those people as uncomfortable as fucking possible until they accept the fact that maybe let's not be dicks.
Pretty much. No, look, Hobby, Hobby wants to defend it. You see it?
No, I'm thinking about this. I think this would be a good plan.
Yeah.
It made me feel better about my food decisions.
Your food decisions?
Yeah. And that's all that matters. Me feeling better.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
So, but I had a good night last night, though. It was super fucking fun. It was my man had a really good birthday. It was fucking great. I saw some people I ain't seen in a while, but yeah, I'm too old for this shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I picked you up last night.
Yeah, drunk.
Seemed like you had a pretty good time.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Yeah.
I don't drink anything but fucking IPAs, and them shits are like 7 point whatever.
You know, how I knew you were drunk.
Because I said I wasn't drunk.
Exactly. It was hilarious.
And also, that's his cue?
I learned a lot about Old Man Way last night.
Oh, you were probing him, huh?
Oh, my God. Can we get the phrasing drop?
Phrasing?
Yeah.
She already back.
Alright, so, well, what actually happened then? What information did you receive from Old Man?
I'll share it off.
He didn't learn anything. Anything that I told him, it ain't nothing fucking new. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing.
Look at his face, though. He looks like he has some dirt on you, though.
There's no dirt on me.
So, what's that? What else
you
is on
the show? You can say it on the show.
What else is on the
show? No, just say it on the show.
I think he's bluffing.
What else is on
the show? Yeah, I'm calling your bluff.
You call him up?
I'm calling him up.
I can't say it.
I am calling your bluff. So let me tell the story, because it's really not that serious. So
it's just not my story to tell.
So alright. So when I drink, and then we'll take a break after this and move on to the next subject. But I don't even know how the conversation came up, but we were talking. I think we were having a conversation about, like, I think it was like firsts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the first time I had sex, it was on my 14th birthday. She was 17, going on 18 a couple months later. And it was in her butthole.
Why her butthole?
Like, when you start there, like...
I don't think... Again, I'm completely inexperienced. I was completely inexperienced. I had no idea what I was doing. I think I just found a hole and then just kept fucking. She didn't stop me. Didn't... I asked her if she was good. She said, yeah. And what was that?
Yeah. So this is why I didn't share the story.
All right. Are we... Is it time for the commercial break?
What else is on the docket?
All right, well, oh, fuck y'all. Why do I do this shit? We're gonna take a
that
break.
That was a little.
Greetings. We are the Retro Redoctopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons. I don't know. Help me out here.
Music. Pants. Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibers.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoplange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redoctopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redoctopus is part of the Inebriard Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, redoctopus.buzzsprout.com.
And we're back on the Old Man Wade Show. How do you guys feel about if you had a company, right, and you had an arena,
yeah,
right? You'd want a name brand sponsoring your arena that's recognized, right?
Yeah, like sure. Nike, Puma, something like that.
TD Bank, North Garden. Yeah, you got what do you got? The Staples Center.
Whoever gives me the most money.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, honey.
Yeah.
Portside Bang Bros just bid $10 million for Miami Stadium, not Miami's NBA Stadium, to become Bang Bros Center.
Oh, I would sell it in a heartbeat.
Do you guys understand what the initials for Bang Bros Center would be?
BBC.
The BBC Center.
Damn right.
Nice. You guys are ridiculous.
Oh, man. American Airlines Arena, a.k.a. the AAA, has been the home of the Miami Heat since its construction in 1999. Mm. The times are changing, though, and American Airlines last year announced it was no longer looking to renew its sponsorship of the venue. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my reading. A bidding war has begun as companies jostle to become synonymous with the arena. Mm-hmm. If things go a certain online porn site's way, the Miami Heat could play their next game for the Bang Bros Center.
That would be so dope.
Oh.
It's not going to happen?
No, there's no way in hell that...
But that would be so...
They would never let that happen.
Bang Bros official on Twitter said, "We've officially submitted a $10 million bid for the naming rights to the Miami Heat Arena. We wish to thank American Airlines for the past support of the Miami Heat. We intend to change the name to the Bang Bros Center, a.k.a. the BBC. Bang Bros cares." Yo, I fucking love them.
Yo. Yo, they're ridiculous. And so we're just going to go for it, you know? Put it out there, see what happens. It's not going to happen, though.
No. It's not going to happen. NBA wouldn't approve that. But
absolutely not.
I mean, why not? They got, doesn't Bumble?
What's Bumble?
It's like a dating
site. It's a dating website or a friendship-finding website. Not a porn, fuck-me-in-any-hole-I-find website.
But what's wrong with that? Like, yeah. Okay, so why... What's up with our society where, you know, a wholesome porn site that many of us have gone to since our youth can't just, you know.
Are you really trying to talk this and make it sound good, like how you made your Chick-fil-A sound good?
Damn, I want some Chick-fil-A.
See what this I mean?
This man, the man. So anyway.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying is I don't see the issue. Why not? What's dirtier, a corporate room at TD Bank,
mm-hmm,
or a porn site? I mean, we've heard what Mark Cuban and them got into, so.
Especially a corporate room in Miami?
A dog.
Dude. They probably filmed some Bang Bros scenes in the suite.
Yo, there's an episode.
Yeah. They probably did. Like, guarantee you that happened.
Yeah, there's an episode of The Good Place where they're in a library. He goes, well, the library's closing. And I should warn you, as soon as the doors close, they film porn in here.
Yeah.
And then they went to this restaurant, and someone goes, all right, we're closing up. And just so you know, when we close those doors, they film porn in here.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say about everywhere in Miami. So, yeah, why not? I'm with it.
You're not with it?
No.
You're giving it a thumbs down?
BBC is a thumbs down.
You don't like the BBC?
No.
What's wrong with the BBC?
You know what? No, because I see you. You was getting ready to... No.
Yo, we can have a whole season, a whole NBA season of this. This would be great.
Next topic.
I'm not calling you a bitch, but that was just a perfect drop to use.
It right really there. Was.
Are we talking Dave Chappelle now?
Do you want to?
Why not?
Have you seen the new stand-up?
I did.
Alright, so, alright, Javi. This was your topic, so I'll let you take lead on this.
My topic?
Yeah.
Alright. So, Dave Chappelle had a stand-up special recently. What was it called?
Sticks and Stones?
Yes. Sticks and Stones, yes. Which is very appropriate because, you know, people would say that words don't hurt you, like sticks and stones will, but it seems like Dave Chappelle's words had a pretty big impact. I honestly, I'm conflicted. I really am conflicted.
As am I.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm okay with you being conflicted, yeah. But Chick-fil-A over here is conflicted. Okay, let's hear it, Javi.
What?
Let's hear it, Chick-fil-A. How are you conflicted?
Is that my name now?
Yes. How are you conflicted, Chick-fil-A?
Damn, like one chicken sandwich. You like one chicken sandwich? Yo, this spicy chicken sandwich deluxe with the waffle fries?
Come on, man. Their food in general is trash.
Gosh.
Pretty good. But anyways, I enjoyed it. I personally think that within the confines of stand-up, right, you should be allowed to say a lot of things that you're not allowed to say outside of that, right? Because it's an arena, right, where people go to, you buy in, you click on a dude's face, and you expect comedy, right? And for me, comedy comes... This dude. And for me, comedy comes from tragedy. It comes from observing, like, real life.
Yes.
And it's not always pretty.
Well,
but as long as it's funny, we usually accept it. It goes for roast.
Jim Rose said it best, yeah. that... comedians tend to be the modern day philosophers.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of comedians tend to be high IQ. They tend to be people that are very observant.
Yes.
Right? And I think that for the most part, when they do make these jokes, it's not out of any type of like animosity towards, yeah, out of malice. It's literally making an observation about how shitty life can be, right? And trying to make people laugh about it. I think that some people suck at it, and if you're not funny, then you probably shouldn't do it. But somebody like Dave Chappelle is fucking hilarious. And he's...
So why are you conflicted, Chick-fil-A?
I'm conflicted because... Old man... Me and old man had a conversation about this. And he asked me, like, what if... somebody say the N-word or whatever,
like, so
right?
Here's my thing. This is the only reason I was conflicted about this. And because the conversation I had, I was like... Because he dropped that F-bomb, like, emphatically. Like, you know what I mean? Is it emphatic or emphatically?
Emphatic.
Emphatically. He was just like
source.
Yes, you are.
For real. Yeah. So in like
the one good college, man.
And he was just like, and it was like he made it a point to like throw that word out there. And I was just like, how would I feel if a white comedian was like, how come I can't say nigger? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would feel all sorts of like uncomfortable with that shit. However, I understand why people of the LGBT community would be upset with that moment.
But is LGBTQ community upset? And what is the LGBTQ community? Like,
Here's the thing. From what I've noticed, I think cancel culture is shit. Let's get that out the way now.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
Because...
You know that. I'm against friggin'...
You're not allowed... Because it's
boycotts
like,
and shit. Like, yeah. I think that shit's stupid.
Yeah, it's like you're almost not allowed to grow as a person. It's like, well, you did this
shit. Yeah, you can't eat chicken sandwiches. Like...
No, nigga, you can't. So it's like, you can't get rid of, like, you can't do shit. We're leaving it alone. So, I just...
The chicken! Seriously!
So, My whole thing about it is like, you'd figure that, like, you know, if I'm not this, put it like this, if I ever become famous, they can dig back from my tweets from 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and it'll say, oh, Mark said something fucked up. Like, yeah, yes, I did. And I not that person I was
to me. Remind me to scrub your tweets, bro.
Don't. Because I'm an open book. Okay. And if someone ever wrote an article about me and was just like, Mark said this, Mark said that, blah, 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 I would literally just go to them and go, and I'm like, oh, do you have a retort? Yeah, listen to my show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you still think that I'm that same person I was 10 years ago, then you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. You can go fuck yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but anyway. So, I can understand why people are offended. You know what's funny about that is? My favorite people are the ones who go, how dare someone be offended? Nigga, what? I'm sorry. You're the police on who can if it can't feel some sort of way. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing to go, I don't understand why someone's offended, which is what you were saying, as opposed to someone.
No, I'm not saying that. I understand why people are.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one thing to, like, let me phrase that. So you understand why people would be offended by that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I understand it. I mean,
it's the people who are just like, they have no right to feel that way. It's like, dog. Like,
I understand it, but I'm like, stop being sensitive. That's how I feel. I feel like the world's overly sensitive about everything. Everybody has an opinion about everything. This is why he said he's gone on a hiatus, because everybody wants to judge him over everything that comes out of his mouth. So what?
Well, he's being a little bitch about that.
He said it 17 times. So yeah. What? So what?
But that's what I don't get. So these dudes, so Dave Chappelle, who I respect fully, right?
So what?
He wants people to, which I'm with him. Like, I think that you should be allowed to say, if it's funny, right? If it's within context of your stand-up.
And it was funny!
Yeah, so that's cool. But at the same time, you're doing it in a public venue, right? It's on Netflix. Millions of people have access to it. People are going to be offended, right? Yeah. And for you to say, like, oh, well, I'm just not going to do comedy anymore because people are offended. Like, you're doing the same shit that you're complaining about.
Exactly.
Like,
don't become the person that you... Don't become what you hate.
Like, honestly, like, for me, I rarely give a fuck about a lot of shit, right? Unless it's very, like, unless it's, like, in the political
realm. Very offensive.
Shit,
right?
Right. Right? Or, like, extremely, like, oh, fuck you. Like, you know, like, really coming at people out of anger, right?
Like Tiki Torch parades and Street Pride parades.
They literally killed somebody, right? Yeah. Like, for real. But at the same time, I don't think society's gotten overly sensitive. I think society's progressed. But
I think we're regressing.
I was a baby at the time. I was a little kid at the time. But I remember seeing news articles of people in government wanting to ban the NWA. Right? Like,
yes.
Like Andrew Dice Clay. There were people like saying like he's corrupting the kids and, you know, picket lines and all types of shit. Well, like, this has always been the case.
So we're all in our 30s. So yeah. I'm pretty sure all of us remember. Snoop's Doggy Style.
Yeah.
People were literally buying his records to burn them because they didn't want him to. They didn't want people listening to his music. But in retrospect, it's like you're just making him richer by buying these CDs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Society hasn't become more sensitive. It's just your turn to be under scrutiny.
Well, deal with that shit. I don't think. Well, yeah, I agree with you. I didn't know that he's now taking a hiatus from comedy.
Like, yeah, that's the first time I heard it too.
It's like, dumb.
Well, that's what he said when he started it, didn't he? That's
I think he was joking. About it. But if he does happen to take a hiatus,
but people do say that.
They do.
Those people to me, they're just as weak as the people they're complaining about.
I agree. It's like you put yourself out, like, as and you might have already said this, but you put yourself out there, and you do the type of comedy that he does.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be under fire. Like, you know what I mean?
You rich nigga.
Yeah.
Did you watch
Bill Burr's?
I didn't. Not yet.
Bill Burr's. Yeah. I thought. He had the same approach and same kind of stand-up, but I thought his was better executed. Mm. You know what I mean?
Because he's white?
This man. I was about to say the same just damn thing.
Old man Wade.
Wow. Go get your own people. Damn. Mm. Damn, damn, damn.
Old man Tiki Torch Wade.
Mm.
The champion. Oh, trying to turn it on me. All right, see.
So anyway, I'm gonna harp back to you. Every time you say something, I'm just gonna be like,
the chicken.
Every time
that shit is tasty. The chicken.
every fucking time. That's what I'm going
with. Popeye's got them, though. I just want to say.
I still haven't had that chicken sandwich. I don't
but how can Popeye's have them if they're always sold out?
Well, here's the thing. I know this is on a tangent.
How?
This is on a tangent.
How, Sway?
I'm angry.
You can't even keep up with the fucking... You can't even keep up with the man. How do the women sway? Now, I ain't saying like no Chick-fil-A, but at least they're keeping up with demand.
I'm kind of mad at y'all niggas. Can I tell you why I'm mad at y'all?
I don't eat either one of them. Let me just put that out there right now. I don't fuck with none of this
Chick-fil-A. So, I can only eat.
I quit.
Did you have a Popeye chicken sandwich?
I quit.
Did you have a Popeye chicken sandwich?
Let me answer. I quit chicken sandwiches.
Sounds like a no.
Because these people, y'all are going too crazy. They put some shit in that shit. I don't trust that shit. I stopped chicken altogether for a little bit.
All right, Pete. So I live literally
seriously,
5 minutes away.
Seriously, though. You need to drop the chicken again because you've been on.
Yo, I'm sorry. That was... She went on a bit of a rant.
Yeah.
Right there.
But I feel you. And that's why I'm angry. I'm angry
chicken.
At social media. I'm angry.
Oh, messing up your Chick-fil-A chicken?
No.
Everybody brought attention to your chicken. Now you mad?
Because
it's sold out.
That's not like a Drake bar.
Like seriously though.
There's a Chick-fil-A.
They talking about my chicken down here.
Right next to each other, where I live, like 5 minutes from my house, there's a Popeyes and a Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The Chick-fil-A was packed because they just opened it. So I was like, "F that. Chicken's good, but it ain't that good. I'm not standing in line for like an hour for some Chick-fil-A chicken."
You know you wanted to.
This was a few months ago. No, I'm good. This was a few months ago. I went to Popeye's and I saw, oh snap, they got chicken sandwiches. This was before the hype.
The chicken sandwiches that they have out now aren't new?
No. This was new, but this was like before the hype. I think they
the same old chicken sandwiches.
They debuted them. This was a different. This particular chicken sandwich was different. They debuted them recently. And I think they did it at the Popeye's near my crib because it's right next to a Chick-fil-A. Right? So I got the chicken sandwich and I'm like, God damn, this joint, like I paid like $4 for this. And I'm like, yo, there's no way this thing cost them $4 to make. Like this is a real ass piece of chicken. Tasted good. I ate one.
Do you hear him?
Went right back.
Smile in his voice.
I bought two. I had three in one day. Right? I didn't mention it on social media. I didn't do none of that. A few weeks later, it's all over social media and I can't even go to Popeye's because Popeye's got a line. And now they sold out.
Did you see his look? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Can a nigga get some chicken?
Are you really upset right now?
I am so upset. That doesn't make no sense. We can have nothing nice, people. Anyways, that was my rant.
I blame Charlamagne because I feel like as soon as he put it out there, then
thank
everybody
you,
like.
Thank you for bye-bye now.
What was that?
No, I'm fucking
mad. Okay, so what were we talking about? Chicken sandwiches?
No,
we really weren't. I don't know how we got there.
Oh no, I deflected because y'all made it seem like I was riding with Bill Burr because it was white.
So I
deflected just to like be a dick.
You were though.
Huh?
So Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I'm not mad at it. I think it was perfectly fine. I think people are super sensitive. And, you know, I get it. But people get picked on in every
Well, that's my thing
aspect.
About it.
So it's like,
but
you know,
would you consider
whatever.
That being picked on, though? Like,
not necessarily. Yeah. And I feel like in the black culture, all we do is roast people anyway. He chose
that's
the topic of LGBTQ whatever letters. So, I mean,
here's
what
the thing,
is the issue?
The people that I've heard, and again, I could be completely wrong, so let me just say that right now because I haven't.
I hate that, by the way. I hate the fact that people are like calling them alphabet people. Like, that's pretty condescending towards a whole group of people.
Well, my problem is like, we have this one black dude who remained nameless, Ian, who went on a rant about how...
Ian.
Who said he was talking about how, like, he was like, he doesn't give a fuck, and, like, who are they to be offended? It's like, dog, you're a black man.
They have a right to
you
be
you understand
offended.
It. Like, have a conversation about it.
Right.
Like, instead of saying, like, oh, fuck your feelings, gay people and trans people, have a conversation. Be like, you know, I understand, blah, 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 blah. Like...
You don't even have to understand. Ask some questions. Are you offended?
Like,
by
what
this?
Was offended? What was offensive about it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, have an honest dialogue about it.
Yeah, don't just tell some. Like, I hate that shit. Don't tell people how to fucking feel.
Right. And here's another thing too. I hate when people refer to the LGBT community as like this one monolithic community, because I was listening to an interview with Malik Yoba and some people from the African American and colored LGBTQ community, right? Because I think. From listening to that interview, there's definitely distinction between, just like in real life, between people who happen to be black, Hispanic, Latino, right, in the LGBTQ community, and white people in the LGBTQ community. Those are two different aspects. Groups that have two different life experiences, right?
So when we combine
these groups and we try to simplify it by calling them alphabet people, which is I fucking hate that shit, right? Because it's disrespectful. Like we're simplifying something that shouldn't be simplified. This is a complex situation, and people that have no right talking about it are all over Facebook being allowed to be talking about it, and it's so aggravated, man. Like, sorry, that was. Another rant. There's a bunch of rants in this episode. I wonder why, Coco Host.
I wonder why also.
Well, it's funny watching people on, I don't know. Like, I actually, because it was funny, so I did comment on that person's page, and...
Fuck him, by the way.
Yeah, he's fuck him. I don't give a shit about him. Yeah. But one of the people on his page actually commented on something I said, and we had a dialogue.
Yeah.
It wasn't angry, and I was like, oh... So, that's fine. Like, you know what I mean? And it's funny, I said to someone else, I was like, I was mincing my words a lot around him and towards him because I know a lot of the people he supports.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I know a lot of the people that support him.
Yeah.
And I'm really cool with the people that support.
Yeah.
So I kind of eased up off of him. But when I my homegirl showed this to me, I was like, no, I'm not letting that shit ride.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like as a black man, you should know that, like, you know, let people feel how they're going to feel. Yeah. If you don't know, then instead of saying you don't deserve to feel that way, ask, yo.
Or just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Period.
Stupid idiot.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like dog, it's. I've said this on the podcast many a time that I probably say it many times again, but Spider-Man had one of the best quotes ever. Sometimes it's okay to know when it's time to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that was a Spider-Man quote?
Yeah. Okay. You said that last time I said it too, which is funny. all right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with the final lap of the Old Man Way Chew.
This is a Main Hustle Media podcast.
Hey, y'all. This is Charmaine, a.k.a. Mixed Girl Main, host of Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. If you are of mixed race or multi-ethnic heritage, this show is here to represent for you. And if you're a monoracial person that is just curious about what us mixed folks go through, this show is for you, too. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or most any other podcast platform. Militantly Mixed is a Main Hustle Media podcast. And don't forget to be your mixed ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.
And we're back. Old Man Way Show. Last leg of the race. And Mark and Old Man Way being a tyrant. I feel like I said my name a bunch on the show. I don't really give a shit, though. But whatever. All right.
Self-absorbed.
So, all right. I can be. I've actually been told that a few times. I have a couple of dating questions. We'll start with Nina, who's been on the show. Was telling me a story about... some dude she used to go to college with. And I'd
college
like to...
College dating stories are the best.
She wasn't dating him. That's funny. That's the funny thing about it. No. So this is one of those things where she would... I actually told you the story when you and Shanice were over here. But now Toya here. Toya's here. We can get another perspective on it since we didn't talk about the show. Talk about it on the show. It's perfect. All right. So bust this. This guy, she wasn't... They weren't dating. They were barely friends. They were kind of like acquaintances due to having mutual friends.
Kind of like me and Javi.
No, I actually think y'all are friends.
Oh, no.
You're trying to...
You're my acquaintance, though.
What? Damn. I got demoted already?
He's a friend, guys. I'm
sorry.
So,
I got you. Made you think I care.
You do.
I care a little bit.
Yeah, I do. Y'all finished or y'all done?
Go ahead. It's been a while. Miss Hobby. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, she said that over the years, he's continued to try to, like, you know, hang out and all this other stuff, but she's made it very clear that she doesn't want to go out with him.
Okay.
Doesn't want to date him.
Okay.
Doesn't want to hang out with him.
Okay.
And she said it's borderline, like, creepy.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Now,
it's a bit too much.
At what point do you know when it's, like, stop?
For a guy or for a woman?
Both.
Well, for men, they usually don't know when to.
Some men.
Most men, they usually don't
know when
to.
I can't argue against that.
Women, it don't take much rejection from us to be like, all right, next. Like, I feel like there's men on every corner, so, I mean, it's men. So, the question is, how much does it take for y'all to stop? Because y'all are stupid, and you don't know when to stop.
Why are you looking at me? Damn, I feel...
I was not even looking at you.
You looking at me the whole time, pointing a fire in my face. Yeah.
No, honestly, I think... All right. For men, you gotta understand, you shoot your shot the first time, she might say no, right? I think you should think about how she said no. You know when it's a solid no, and you kind of have an idea when it's not a solid no.
Yeah. No, we don't.
If you're not 100% sure it was a solid no, try one more time, but you don't try it past two times.
So two times should basically be the limit on that.
And the thing, I personally had the opposite problem, because I always assumed it was a no, right? Like, I would come in like, all right, I would never assume somebody was into me, right? So lame. For me, that's just the way it was.
So I was the same way.
Yeah, so I never really had that problem. I think it was the opposite problem. Like, I missed out on a lot of opportunities because of that. But I do know a lot of my friends, they had this mentality that, like, you throw a wide net, it's going to happen. So, like, they just... Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say? So...
She just tried with everybody.
Yeah, so rejection wasn't really something they paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a lot of times, I think... I don't know about this situation with Nina, but I think a lot of times, women think that a guy's too into them, right? When you're just like number five on the list.
Wow, Javi.
That's not me.
I mean,
wow, Javi.
I mean, it's not me.
Now, normally I roll with Coco host here, but I'm rolling with you on this one, Javi.
Yeah.
Because Maul said it. Maul said it best on the Joe Budden podcast that he was talking about. Women will have you saved in their phone as dinner.
Yeah.
Dick.
Not true.
I know,
not for me.
Oh, not for you, no. But I know women who do that. I've been that dude who's been...
Were you dinner or dick?
I've been both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. You've had the pleasure of being two different men.
I've been dinner, I've been dick, I've been cuddling, I've been...
Cuddling. TV. I would hate to be cuddling.
I've been TV, I've been, like, place to crack. I've been all that. I know I...
Poor Mark.
Not really. I mean, it led to some great stories. I don't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Usually, even if I was just dinner, I ended up being dick too. So,
happened.
Not all the time, but a few times it ended up happening.
You
like
gotta build up the appetite. Quack, quack, quack.
Disgusting.
Hi, Mark Anthony Wade Lynch. Huh? Nice to meet you. For real, like it's me. So on the flip side of that, how do you do that as a guy? Like, how do you, like, when does it, can women be creepy?
Yes.
Like, can we?
Yes.
Really? You really can. But, like.
It depends on if she's ugly, yes.
No. I've seen attractive, creepy women.
I don't know. I think I'm with Toy on this.
Thank you. Because if they're pretty, is it really creepy? If a guy's hot, is it really creepy? Is it really too much?
I don't think people like to admit that. But
we all say that
we
shit.
Know. Yeah, if you're attracted to the person,
if it's hot, it's never really too much. It's like, just calm down a bit, you know. But it's never really like, oh, he's extra. Yeah. But when he's ugly, it's like, you're a stalker.
Like, creepy girls to me.
Me again.
Creepy girls to me, like, probably had like bad breath. You know what I mean? Kept the weaving a little too long. You know what I'm talking about? That's creepy, but you know, if they're attractive to me. I mean, I'm obviously going to be receptive
to
whatever they're giving to.
Thank you.
Right? I think that people are uncomfortable with that because we live in a society where you're not allowed to tell people that they're not attracted to you. Like
that their ugliness is making them extra creepy.
You're probably not ugly. You're ugly to me. Yeah. You're not attractive to me.
Well,
to
you
me.
Said that before, that there's no such thing as unattractive people because someone will find you attractive.
Yeah, there's going to be somebody for you. You just need to be able to
determine. Got to back up off of me.
Yeah. And you need to figure.
Because I don't want what, you.
You need to find out those signs. Right? I think people are so into themselves and what they have going on that they're unaware of the signs that people are giving to them.
Yep.
Right there.
Right on the nose.
Right there.
Boom.
Right
there. Got one. Yay!
Yep.
Yeah, like you hit the nail on the head with that one though. So, but even still,
did we address Nina's problem?
But even still,
the chicken.
What's her problem?
She has somebody that she's not attractive. Well, I'm gonna assume
somebody she's not attractive. She's a stalker.
Well, I don't know emotionally or physically.
I don't know if she said she was. That wasn't something that came up because honestly, like. Just because you're attracted doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you know, you're trying to be around.
Or maybe she's just not emotionally available at the time, right? Like,
no, this has been like it's an ongoing thing, and I think it's like she was like, and she was like, oh, come to this concert with me. And she was like, I'm not going to a concert like that with you. Like it's kind of like some things like that are intimate.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's like intimately, like friend to friend, it's kind of like close quarters type of deal. Like, she was like, no, I'm not. Doing it. I'm not going to concerts. I'm not going to have drinks. I'm not going to have coffee.
I think we had this conversation before. I think
we did. We had it on a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Again, the best approach until you know
is what
is to be honest, right? Like, if somebody you're not interested in going out with asks you to go out, say I'm not interested in going out with you. Would that be the best approach?
No, because half the time, okay. Oh, I'm going to fall back a little bit. Right. It depends on who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a nigga, you can't say that. Because you don't know how to act. Then it's like, oh,
fuck you, bitch. Yeah.
more shit. You ain't all that shit anyway. Your titties. Like, it's always something.
Your titties too nice.
That's what I'm saying. So it depends on the person, I feel.
Your titties are too nice.
Seriously.
You're coming out with everything. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, you just feel like you need to say something.
Damn, look at them titties.
Seriously, though. So, I think it depends on the situation and the person. In some situations, yes, you can be honest and just be like, listen, I'm not interested in you on that level.
Yeah.
If they get offended, oh, well, bye, scram. But, like...
But as a female, right? Like, and I think about this with my wife. Because me and my wife, we've had conversations about men approaching her, right?
Yeah.
And for me, like... That scares me, not out of any jealousy, but, like, these are dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my wife is alone, right? Is there some type of fear of, like, a physical altercation if you reject a person?
I know like, women for a fact have said to me that they've said, yes, I'll take your number just out of fear that the person won't do some other shit.
Depending on how creepy they are,
yeah.
That's just fucked up.
That's some scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, I thought about this shit. I was walking to the bar. I had my headphones on, and I took them off my head, off my ears, and put them around my neck because I'm like, you know, I gotta be aware of my surroundings.
Yeah,
and
you a big ass nigga.
Yeah, and I'm worried about someone trying to roll up on me. I'm like, damn, does that woman feel old
nowadays,
fucking guy?
I'm like, yes, yes, it's exactly how we feel all the time.
Like Dave Chappelle made a joke. He said he had like, I think someone gave him like $50,000. It's like, and he had it in cash in a book bag. And he just said he had never been that scared in his life. And he goes, that's what it must be like to be a woman. Because he said if they'd been like, hey, I need you to hold this pussy in my book bag, he'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, like,
you definitely get robbed.
That shit sounds... I feel for you because that shit sounds super scary and super fucking nasty.
So I'm as good. Men...
Stop
know,
being
we
dickheads.
Should, we should probably, you know, think
fall
about that
back
shit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
My first thought is always, like, if you have a daughter, do you want somebody approaching your daughter like that? Like,
no. When
they're extra aggressive, I just be like, yo, you probably got a sister or a daughter or something. Mm-hmm. Like, fall the fuck back. Like, it's never that serious.
You know the one I hate? When someone goes, if you wouldn't say that to The Rock, then don't say it to a woman. I'm like, I'm not flirting with The Rock.
And I think I have some advice for dudes that shoot their shots and tend to fail. Because
why would you know about this hobby?
No, I'm just listening to this conversation.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What's your advice?
Don't be a dick, right?
Rule number one.
learn body language, right? Mm-hmm. And try to actually be a nice person, genuinely. Like, become a nice person. Do nice things for people, right?
No, you're asking too much now. He's going a little far now.
Be genuine.
People stop listening. You went too far.
I'm sorry. Yeah, be genuine, right?
This is coming from Chick-fil-A over here, right?
Right. Okay. And I think that, you know, you might find somebody eventually who just digs your vibe. How about that?
Chick-fil-A.
You over here. No, Chick-fil-A is delicious.
Here we go again.
Waffle fries.
Chick-fil-A. That's why you gotta say is Chick-fil-A and then he's all over it again.
You're making me hungry.
That shit is nasty. That shit is overrated as fuck.
How would you know?
Please tell him.
I told you. I had this conversation in the beginning of the thing.
That's problematic. You went to Chick-fil-A? I'm so disappointed.
You gotta try the bullshit at least once. So when you do talk shit, you know what you're talking about.
No, before all the homophobia and shit came out, I had it once. I'm honestly. This shit was like...
No, but let's be real, though. Let me be real real quick, because we're talking about Chick-fil-A and the joking matter or whatever. But the corporate part of Chick-fil-A, they do some troubling things when it comes to the LGBT community. They donate to causes that aren't the best. But people franchise this stuff. They might not be involved with it at all. You know what I mean? There's some black people that own Chick-fil-A.
No? What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you you were going to say that?
There are.
I know I did.
Support your local business. Eat some chicken sandwiches.
I was going to say I have that one black friend. You know? You should have found like a big one gay friend.
Whatever.
I have that one friend.
Alright, moving on.
I saw you with that bag of Chick-fil-A earlier, Toya.
The lies you tell.
Nobody can tell.
All right, so I got another question before we roll out of here. I'm ignoring that. That was fucking funny though. How you niggas? And I'm trying not to say that word anymore. That's one thing I did get out of the Dave Chappelle thing. Is I legitimately am trying my best not to say that word anymore.
Yo, I have a question though. If a white comedian ended up saying the N-word in a stand-up, but it was actually funny and it was within a whatever context made that appropriate.
It depends on who it is.
Would it be a problem?
Who it is. If it's someone that we know is not racist and is just doing it for comedy purposes,
I still have an issue with
then that. I wouldn't have an issue. Just like I didn't have an issue with what Dave Chappelle did.
Yeah.
I would still have an issue.
Like I love comedy. I love that shit. Like I love stand up. And for me, stand up to me, like I said before, it's always
on the edge. It's always
controversial. Unfiltered view of society, right? And unless the comedian is like a legit racist or homophobe, the dude from Seinfeld, right? He got in trouble for saying the N-word.
But that wasn't comedy. Yeah. He was legitimately just going...
Just real exactly. Asshole.
And you can tell. Like, you can tell the difference. Right?
So it depends.
Yeah.
To you two. Yeah. I'll be the odd man out of here. Like, nah. Don't say that in general. Mm. No. I'm good. Just like, I don't drop the F-bomb. Yeah. I don't do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. My little brother was just like, no, it's offensive. Mm. You know what I mean? He's like, drop them. It's like, all right. Stop using it. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? It's just... how I feel about it. But that's my opinion on it.
Were you just like dropping the F-bomb like regularly?
For a while, yeah.
Really? I can't really think of a... I don't think I've ever really...
that I feel like I ever really like, said often at all.
Unless I'm like in England talking about cigarettes or something.
I used to say that's gay. But that was as far as I've ever...
And I feel bad about that now.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's as most of I've done.
I'm not a comedian, so...
But you know
I can't get away with that.
But you know what it is? It's also... it's also like... Javi, you grew up in the hood. You know how niggas say that shit. They say it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's just...
But that's a fight, though. You say that to somebody, you about to...
No. But just saying it in general. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like...
But even like, still, like, I don't like, even think... I think people be like... Like, so like... that, like, suck my dick! Something
no,
like that.
But no, like, but someone will say something. They'd be like, oh, this F-word ass shit. Or this F-word ass nigga. Like, you know what I mean? When you're, like, angry or you know what I mean? And stuff like that. And, like, so it's, like, these are just things. Those are the things, like, I would hear a lot. And, like, mm-hmm. I just...
Again, well, you went to Charlestown. Who? The niggas were different.
Yeah.
Who did?
You.
I don't go to Charlestown.
Where'd you go?
I never even been to... I've driven through Charlestown.
Did you go to Charlestown High?
Nigga, no.
I was high. He claimed he even smoked, but he high. Where'd you go to school?
Went to West Roxbury.
West Roxbury. Same shit.
No. Nigga.
Yo, Hawker needs help.
Alright, man.
Same shit he said.
Same shit.
Alright, fuck all y'all. This has been the old man right show. Fox and public niggas.
Facts,
though. Facts.
BPS.
That's been the old man Wade show.
All day, every day, BPS. I ain't wearing shit, BPS. I ain't wearing shit, BPS.
God, I wish I could make that. I ain't wearing shit, BPS.
But can that be the title?
I can't say shit. Whatever. Anyway, this has been the old man Wade show for the third fucking time.
Damn it, Wade!
Damn it, Wade!
The chicken!